Oh, Megs. What are we doing at Rich's?
Oh, stop being an old man, Grumpalum.
All right. Ugh. I guess we should have fun. Wait, where's Bash?
Look over there. He's doing a line off the go-go.
Good old Bash.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How are you doing, Bash? How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay.
You have a good time?
Yeah.
Jesus, if I need to deal with you two, I need a drink. Let's go to the bar.
Drinks.
Okay.
Can I get 3 vodka soda, please? Thank you.
Wait, doesn't that guy kind of look like Kevin Spacey?
Where?
Right over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it does. That's him.
Oh, my God. You guys, he's looking over here. Don't look.
Oh, shit. He's coming right over.
Oh, great.
Hello.
Hi.
I've always loathed the necessity of sleep.
What?
Like death, it puts even the most powerful men.
The fuck are you talking about? Are you high, Clarice? Get out of here.
The heart can't.
Nope. Move along.
The only thing more satisfying than convincing someone to do what I want is failing to persuade them on purpose. It's like a do not enter sign. It just begs you to walk through the door.
Fuck off right now. It's not a do not enter. The shop is closed, you fucking perv.
Yeah. Ugh, that was creepy. Oh, you guys. Well, here. Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Yay.
Saturday.
Yay. Woo. Saturday at Rich's. Yay.
Woo. Oh, there's my go-go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Who Invited Her, San Diego's LGBT pop culture podcast. I'm Tony, one of your hosts.
I'm Megan.
I'm Bash.
And we're here for another week. So we have a very jam-packed show for you today. We actually have the cast from Fly By Night, the musical, which is going on right now at Coronado Playhouse, which is directed by my brother, Manny Bejarano. And I know I'm going to give him a lot of shit during this episode, but we do it in fun because I'm his brother and I can. But
twin
me and Meg,
brother.
Twin brother.
Identical twin brother.
But it was a really good show and I was super proud of him. Me and Megs went and saw it last night with Robbie. It was a good show.
It was good.
Yeah, but we'll talk to two of the cast members and talk about the show later on. And they're going to sing a song from the show. So it's going to be super exciting. So how was your guys' week? Anything exciting going on?
Pretty fucking uneventful.
Yeah.
It was in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. We covered Arizona. So I read this article, you guys, that I had wanted to get your opinion on.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Would you sit on a $100,000 Louis Vuitton toilet?
I'm really glad you brought that.
I knew you would like this badge.
I have multiple opinions about luxury brands right now. And,
but wait, I want you to look toilets. At the, look at this picture. Oh, we're going to post it on the show notes. It is a toilet that is Louis Vuitton.
Anything.
And it says, would you sit on a toilet made of Louis Vuitton bags?
Now, is this sanctioned by Louis Vuitton or did some person just put together a toilet with Louis Vuitton bags?
I don't know. I'd have to read more. Let me read.
Okay, multiple thoughts. First of all, the toilets at Born and Raised
yes.
are supposed to be amazing.
Where?
Born and Raised, the new Where's restaurant that? Little Italy.
I haven't heard of it.
They're like gold and they're like what? Pinstriped. Like what? Professionally painted like an automobile.
Shut
Why?
Up.
And I haven't heard much about the food, but I've heard the toilets are incredible there. So I want to check both out. Have a nice
oh,
seat.
God.
Family.
So this toilet apparently is it's done by an artist.
Okay, so
Ilma
it's
Gore. Yeah. Is about to make all your dreams come true by doing a toilet
That's
out of Louis Vuitton
art,
bags.
That's not art.
No.
That's
it's a toilet. It's a glorified toilet.
It's not a glorified toilet. It's a fucking toilet.
Yeah, made out of Louis Vuitton bags.
What a waste.
There's what's the restaurant, the Asian restaurant downtown where you go in the bathrooms and it's a wallpaper of Ryan Gosling? The whole bathroom.
Oh, I thought that was neighborhood.
It's like Bang Bang, or no, not Bang Bang.
I don't know. I've heard of this
place.
Oh God,
it's downtown.
What is?
Why does everybody have to make like a cutesy bathroom? Like
I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm gonna give you a 5-star Yelp because your bathroom's cool. Fuck off, stupid people. Yeah, it's just like these fucking Gucci ads that are retargeting me because I'm a WAP. It's like the only thing that they have.
Wait, what's a WAP?
An Italian person, but it's a derogatory
oh,
slur.
That's
you
horrible.
Can't say it. Only I can say it.
Because you're Italian.
Because I'm Italian. But no, they're like marketing this fucking terrible jewelry that's supposed to look like punk shit. And I'm reading it,
like,
and it's
punk?
Like, yeah. Like, it's like leather straps with studs, and like, this is what's coming out of Gucci. This is high fashion now.
I want to see this.
And I'm looking at the details, yeah. And it's like $350 to $700 for the shit. And it's
that you can buy at Hot Topic.
And this is the description. It's like palladium coated metal.
Whoa.
Okay, palladium's expensive, but what metal? Tin is a metal. Is it tin? I don't know. Yeah. What am I buying for $700, you pieces of
shit?
But
you can probably buy the same bracelet at
Target.
I would,
at
exactly.
Hot Topic.
It's exactly at the mall. That quality, and who knows if it's going to snap in half at some point. And just because it's Gucci, it's $700.
I don't like that.
No,
that
I don't either.
Me.
I think.
What do you think, Megs?
No.
No.
I'm not into that.
No, me neither.
Sucker
I wouldn't.
Born
no.
every day.
Yeah, a sucker
Who's
born
buying
every...
this shit now?
People that people? Have $700 just to throw away.
And that frees themselves.
But millennials aren't buying name
no.
brands anymore.
What
so
are
who's
they buying?
Fucking buying this?
No, and speaking of...
It's the next generation. What's after millennials that's coming out?
Gen Z is definitely not buying brand okay. names either.
So I went to Target the other day, and they have picked up their clothing line.
And because Target
yeah.
sells
blows
like
my mind.
Nice stuff.
And it's nice.
Yeah. yeah.
Nice. And,
and it's probably the same quality as Gucci.
Exactly.
But I am very curious. Who is buying these
I don't
Gucci?
Know.
If you have bought.
Yeah. If you have bought, let us know.
Please let
we
us know.
We want to know.
I imagine it's
know.
Someone in like white linen sitting poolside in Palm Springs, average age 75.
Don't describe my retirement.
I'm not going to.
Don't describe my retirement.
I mean, I want that retirement too.
I know you.
I want,
but it wouldn't be that. It would be nice turquoise.
I want my turquoise.
Turquoise. In a nice linen.
In my linen shirt. I have one. Yes. I practiced. It was amazing.
A tunic. I just want a white tunic that yeah, just is like, it looks like
see-through.
A giant, like, you know, like Christmas Carol, the night shirts they would yeah, wear. Yeah, one of those. That's yeah. what I want. In a big sun hat and big glasses.
I can't wait to
and
be
just
old.
Float in the pool.
I just want to skip like the aging part and just
it
be
just
old.
Get to that. Yeah.
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 I want to be 75 and rich and in Palm Springs.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that.
Where, how do you see yourself when you retire, Megs?
Well, first of all,
where would you
want to
be?
Like, Death Becomes Her. And,
yes, we covered that last
and,
time.
Yes, but meaning take the serum and yes. never age.
Oh,
that
me
is,
too.
That is
you
what's going to happen.
Like a ceramic.
Yes, and then I need to stay out of the sun.
And cans of spray paint.
But retiring for me looks like I will be on a yacht in the south of France.
Lofty.
You know, frequenting with
you.
My Veuve Coco.
Would you get
champagne.
Work done? Would you get work done?
Of course I would.
So would I. How about you, Bash?
No.
No.
I'm not going to age. We covered this.
Well,
you
snap.
Will age. You will age.
No.
God willing. no, retire. What would you, is that how you want to retire, Bash?
Yeah, I think like. Well, I don't know if I'd really want to move to Palm Springs, but
I love Palm Springs.
California.
We're going December 2nd. I told you,
you
guys
told
this.
Me earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just
me
going
and Robbie.
For like a quick
little trip. Get out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody went for Pride last weekend.
Too. Oh, I know. I heard. I wonder how it was. If anybody went for Pride in Palm Springs, let us know how it was.
Can somebody please fucking send us an email so I can make something on the Laser Boys? It's getting. I keep wanting to do it, and don't send us anything.
Nobody likes us. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I wouldn't mind retiring in Palm Springs. Me and Robbie talked about that. I would love it. I love it out there, even though it gets really hot. But it's a dry heat, which I love.
Yeah.
Instead of the freaking like humidity.
Swamp ass.
Ugh, I
Nobody
hate
wants
sweating
a swamp
like that.
Ass.
It's gross. You start chafing between the legs, and it's like,
no.
It's disgusting.
No.
Baby powder to the rescue.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not built for Houston, thanks.
Yeah. Adi, if you can pick anywhere in the U.S., where would you want to live?
Here.
If you can't pick San Diego, somewhere besides San Diego. Let's
Santa Barbara.
I love Santa Barbara.
I like Santa Barbara.
Right near the ocean. It's a nice
and it's warm still.
Yeah.
And it's quiet. For the most part. Yeah. And then if you want to fuck a college kid, they're right down the street.
Right down the street.
Yes, they are.
They have the Madonna Inn over near outside of Santa Barbara.
You guys stayed there, right?
It's beautiful.
For your birthday.
I love it. It's so kitschy.
I didn't get to go.
Oh, that's right. You
gotta go back.
Yeah.
What about you, Megs?
Where would you live if you couldn't live San Diego?
Oh my goodness. I really don't know. That's well, on my yacht in the south of France, if I could. Which
you're
going to
live on the yacht?
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm talking a yacht, not like a freaking fucking sailboat.
Like a 200 plus.
It'd be like Overboard. You'd be like Goldie Hawn and Overboard.
I'd be like
Karen. Or that Madonna movie.
Yeah, totally.
Which Madonna movie?
Goldie Hawn and
Overboard. Thank you.
That is what I would be.
What Madonna movie?
There was a Madonna movie.
Castaway?
Castaway,
was that it? No, Castaway was...
No, it wasn't Castaway. It was
Castaway's with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys talking about?
I know what you're... And it was really bad. It got bad reviews.
But it was a remake of an old Italian movie that was really good.
Yes, and I can't remember the name of it. We'll have to look it up in the description. We'll have to look it up, yeah. So you would just live on your yacht and sail the seas?
Well, of course, I'd have a few other homes on land as well.
Yeah. What other homes?
Let's see. I'd probably have a house in St. Kitts or St. Martin, maybe even St. Thomas.
I'm not about the Caribbean.
Well, I'm sorry. It's one house. I'm moving on.
All right. I would want a cabin in the woods somewhere. A nice
cabin in the woods for me. Stuff. I want mansions from east to west coast.
Jesus Christ.
All around the world.
Swept away.
Swept away. That's it.
Yeah.
That's right. It was so bad. I know.
Okay. Continue.
I've never seen that. So who's in that Madonna?
And I forget. She was so bad.
Was it Guy Ritchie or something?
I maybe directed it. I'm not sure.
He directed it. That's what happened. And it was...
Isn't that her ex?
Yeah.
Adriano Giannini, Italian actor. I can say that you guys can't.
Hashtag, I can say that you guys can't.
Jesus Christ. What are we allowed to say?
Nothing else. Oh, God, let's drop it now.
Or we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where you would retire.
Well, that's where I retire.
Multiple places.
So I'd have a helicopter.
Cosmopolitan.
I'd have a helicopter to, you know, that's the thing. I'd have a house in Beverly Hills. However, like in the hills. But see, I have a helicopter.
Why?
But listen, I have houses everywhere.
But why?
And I would have my helicopter airlift me out, so I wouldn't have to deal with traffic.
But in all of Los Angeles, you'd pick Beverly Hills.
No. I'd
pick
speaking
Malibu.
To the point. Yes, I'm speaking. Yes. Oh, Malibu, yeah.
Or Santa Monica.
So what would you guys want to be doing in your retirement?
Drinking champagne like Karen Walker.
Yeah, but that's got to be boring day after day. What would you fill your time with? Hobbies? What kind of hobbies?
I don't think I want a hobby. I just want alcohol.
That's true.
And a pool. and a pool boy.
And a pool boy.
So hopefully that'll settle down. I'm actually looking forward to not caring about sex anymore.
Wait, whoa, where did you go on that tangent?
Because it's like a big relief to your psyche. Like you're like, oh, drop that. It used to occupy like 40% of the thoughts.
I don't have that problem.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't know.
I really don't.
You mean in your old age you're still thinking about it?
Yeah. No. I do barely once a week.
But yeah, it might be a nice relief to focus on like
on other things.
Crocheting and bonsai and you know, the things old people me do in Balboa
Park. Can you crochet me a blanket when you retire?
I have no idea how to fucking crochet.
Macrame.
When I'm old, I'm going to be like distilling liquor.
You probably will.
That'll be my hobby. I'm making barrel-aged whiskey.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think I will do that when I'm old.
Amazing.
Oh, but what happens if you're getting too old?
Like
what
Hugh do you Hefner. Mean?
Like, have you guys heard about the cryogenics?
Oh, yes. I actually read that article. There was an article that came out about there's 300 people in the U.S. that are currently in the frozen, what is it called? Cryogenics. They're frozen right now in the U.S. that plan to get woken up in however many years from now.
But they weren't terminally sick.
No.
They were just old and they opted into doing this. So, like, do you guys think you would want
to
do
that? Wait, but I have a question to start this off. Is it proven that you will wake up?
No.
So then what the fuck?
So these people basically just froze themselves like a popsicle without any scientific basis of being able to be woken
and
up.
And I'm sure paid all this money.
But there are theories that they will be able to be brought back. Like Walt Disney, his head is underneath Magic Mount.
Is it?
The Matterhorn.
His head?
His head?
Only his head.
There's rumors that like...
I have not heard that
rumor. Yeah, because he was dying and then they froze him.
Yeah.
And he's cryogenically frozen under Disneyland or Disney World.
So would you want to be frozen?
So think
with
about
Walt
that next
Disney.
Time you're on Space Mountain and just know that there's a head underneath you.
Are you serious?
Hi to Walt.
Oh my God.
So after immediately after a patient dies, the body is cooled with ice packs and transported to the freezing location.
Wait, but you have to die first and then get frozen?
Apparently, yeah.
I feel like they should just freeze you to death.
Because you can't be brain dead.
No. Next, blood is drained from the patient's body and replaced with cryo,
Sounds like the same thing
as antifreeze.
No.
Solution used to transport... organs.
Oh, these people are never coming
back. No, this is not real.
Once the body arrives at the cryogenetics preservatory facility, the body is cooled to -196 degrees Celsius.
You know they've done this on animals over the course of two weeks.
Bodies are generally stored upside down in a tank of liquid nitrogen.
This all sounds like pseudo bullshit. Why are they upside down? First of all, where is this facility located?
I have no idea. In Arizona.
Like, bullshit.
I know.
If it's not in California, you're never coming back.
No.
Because we have all the tech.
I don't think I would. I don't think I'd want to get frozen.
No, fuck no.
I don't think anybody wants to get frozen.
Apparently, 300 people did because they're frozen currently in the U.S.
What trips me up is they replaced their blood with antifreeze. You ain't coming back from that. You're done. Stick a fork in it.
But can you imagine if you did and you came back? I wonder how fucked up the world's gonna be.
Well, it'd be so different.
You mean, well, Trump will still be dictator of America.
Dear Lord, he'll be dictator of the goddamn world.
No, he won't. Ugh.
We'll have to move to Mars.
I'd rather be speaking North Korean. Or Korean. I guess they do speak Korean.
No, they don't. They speak Korean?
No, they do speak North Korean. I heard about this too.
What?
Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il, his father,
have you read
1984? Or not 1984. 1984.
Yeah, the book, right?
So there's the newspeak in Ingsoc, which is English socialism, and they say things like super plus good and things like that. He is actually adopting the Korean language
to
the will of the state. So like they are actually changing Korean
to be like this.
It's literally like 1984. Like they have their own language up there. It's separate from South Korea.
This is why we drink, because I'm scared. Yeah.
That's depressing.
I know. I'd hate to lose my literature.
Oh my goodness.
This episode is turning into a shit show.
I don't know where we started and now we ended up here.
Oh, God. Anything else you guys feel like getting off your chest and talking about?
It's just a random factoid episode. I don't know what else is going on.
I know.
What?
Would you guys go to Mars?
Because Richard Branson is going in like 2 months.
I would.
Oh my God, I totally would. He totally is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but
no, space, not Mars.
Okay, but space. My question, when you know how they say like life on Mars, so they're predicting like in God knows when people can move there.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you go?
Yes.
I would rather be living in a society ruled by science, aka NASA, than this fucking whatever we're in right now.
Right.
But I do like San Diego. I just wish we could secede.
Yeah.
I think at this point.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Just put a bubble over us.
Or what about going into space?
I'd go into space. Yeah, I'd be a little scared, though.
I wouldn't. I'd be scared as shit.
Would you?
Yes.
You can't drink in space.
I would go with a caveat. Like, I'd want 10 missions successful before me.
Before you?
I'd be like, no rockets exploded? I think it's okay.
I'll go ahead. I volunteer.
Richard Branson's been up. Is he going to be on my flight? Because I need him there.
Yeah, because can't you pay to go up to space?
That's what he's doing.
On Virgin Space Shuttle.
So I totally forgot.
Didn't they get rid of Virgin Airlines? I thought they closed.
Well, they got bought by Alaska.
That's what it was. Yeah.
No, Virgin bought Alaska, I thought.
It was the other way around.
Virgin.
Hand to God.
Really?
Yeah.
Hand to God. We're seeing a show tonight called Hand to God at the
Red. Oh, my God.
It is. I swear to God. We're seeing
the most batshit crazy.
We're seeing a show tonight called Hand to God. It's about a puppet. A puppet possessed by the devil.
Oh, I know.
I want to go.
It's only Virgin America.
Virgin Atlantic is staying okay.
It's staying okay, and then they have a few other Virgin brands.
Well, I'm like glad we had that, you know, really
hand to God really moment.
Perceptive interception or interjection by Tony.
Sorry,
God, I'm so drunk.
Anyways.
So yeah, he's got Virgin Galactic though.
Yeah.
Because there's Virgin Atlantic and there's Virgin America, which is now going to be Alaska. And then he's got Virgin Galactic, which I totally forgot about because I was getting Richard Branson confused with Elon Musk.
Elon Musk? Oh. How did you get that confused?
Yeah, how do you get that confused?
Well, they both have space programs.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. But to answer your question, yes, I would go into space, but only after 10 successful missions.
10
yeah.
successful. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm really excited about? The Holiday Wonderland that's opening in Escondido. Yeah, because it's like a full-on Christmas extravaganza store. I think it's already open, but I love Christmas.
We haven't even
I'm so
hit,
done with Christmas.
Oh, we yeah, haven't we haven't even talked. Yeah.
I hate
this. I love Christmas. It's my favorite.
But when is it okay to start promoting Christmas stuff?
Now. Apparently the day after Halloween.
Apparently before Halloween is
why?
How it's
Did
going.
You guys already see Christmas stuff
There's
out?
A Christmas tree
Everywhere.
In the headquarters downtown right now.
For real?
Yes. I just ran over there and I stopped for a Starbucks and there's,
see, I don't,
there's a Cheesecake
I don't think,
Factory and a Puesto and a fucking Christmas
I don't
tree
think
over
Christmas
there.
Stuff should start till like after Thanksgiving.
I
know we put up all of our Christmas stuff the day after Thanksgiving.
I think it should start the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I agree.
If you wanna proceed it and you know put something in your store day of Thanksgiving, kudos to you for being prepared. Yeah. But you're also a monster for making your employees work on Thanksgiving.
Do you put a tree up, Bash?
No.
Why?
Why?
How is Santa gonna find you?
Who the like, why am I gonna fuck up my apartment with glitter and shit?
You are such a Grinch.
I'm not a there's other people's homes. I don't host anybody, so why am I gonna decorate my own house for quote unquote my enjoyment?
We go all out.
All that does
I love
is
Christmas.
It creates a mess and something for me to do in April because it'll take me that long to like take all that shit down. So
I love Christmas. I go crazy.
I
love
have a roommate.
It looks like Santa farted all over our living room.
That's
when we're
great
done
for
with
you.
It.
You're two people. If you want to enjoy the holiday season,
look at Bitter Betty over there.
I'm not
Jesus
a Bitter Betty.
Christ.
I'm single. I don't have any purpose to put decorations.
Megan, what about you? Do you?
We,
get all the Christmas
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we do. We used to buy a real tree. Now we do the fake tree. And now we do the tiny fake tree.
Because the little itty bitty.
It's just a lot of work. So yeah, we went from, you know, and then if you buy the real tree, which is great because it smells good
and it's,
pretty, it's real and yeah. blah, blah, blah. But shit gets everywhere.
What kind of tree is it? Like, what's it look like?
What?
Your Christmas tree, your fake tree.
Oh, the fake tree? It's little. It's probably like 3 feet tall now.
And is it like silver? Is it green?
Oh, it's green.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know whose tree I really like? Mm. I'm actually super jealous of their tree.
Who?
Chris and Frank's.
Oh, I could imagine it's amazing.
They got that 1950s like aluminum
tree.
Oh,
yeah.
I fucking love those.
Really?
That's the only tree I would actually like hang up in my house.
Oh.
That's cool.
You remember when that craze of upside down Christmas trees happened where people,
it's so fucking stupid.
Why? I don't understand that.
It just makes me think of the Antichrist.
Upside down Christmas trees.
It's like an upside
down cross. It was a thing, remember?
But why?
But wait.
That was horrible. I don't know why.
When did that happen? Last year?
It was like, I don't know. Last year, the year before, it was a couple years ago when it was like a thing to have an upside down Christmas tree. I don't get it. I don't know why people did.
What?
But if you like that, good for you.
You know why? Because we're overdoing Christmas.
No, we're not. You
yes,
can never overdo Christmas.
Because people are getting
How
bored.
Dare you?
They're
How
getting
dare
bored
you?
And they're trying new things.
No.
We don't need to try new things.
No.
It's traditions.
Thank you. I love a classic Christmas.
Next thing I'm going to see basil hanging from an eve and people trying to kiss under it. It's mistletoe,
basil,
you bitch.
No, it's basil. You can take it down and use it in a nice broth or
a
soup.
A pesto.
Pesto.
And then you can use a pine nut.
Megan's like,
tree.
You fuckers are crazy.
You are so off on a tangent right now. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either, but I know what's coming next, you guys. We have the cast, two of the cast members from Fly By Night, the musical.
But thank God
here.
We get some structure in this right. show.
Two of the cast members from Fly By Night.
Yay!
Which is at Cornado. Cornado? I can't speak right.
Cornado? I'm sure that's how like Wisconsinites come
Cornado.
To San Diego and call
Playhouse.
It.
I know. Cornado Playhouse. And it's actually directed by my twin sister, Manny.
The evil twin sister.
We have... I was going to call you Winston.
Wait. Fun story while we're on it. Fun story. Okay, so our other castmate... Katie, Miriam.
Yeah. Which one is she? Oh, she played Miriam.
She plays Miriam. She plays Daphne's sister.
Oh, okay.
So
Oh, by the way, that's Weston Bennett speaking.
Hello. My name is Weston. Not Winston.
Do we call you Wes or Weston?
Weston is great. Weston.
Okay.
But and if you call me have, Wes, I'll respond.
Tara, who played Daphne in the show.
Wait, can we talk about...
Can I finish my story?
Yes.
You will.
I have to finish the story.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And it has to do with Winston.
Well, who's right. Winston?
No one.
Okay.
But this is an important story. So Katie, who plays Miriam in the show, right? So we're like literally 4 weeks into rehearsal, literally. And somebody says my name and she says, wait, your name is Weston? And I said, yes. She said, oh, I thought it was Winston this whole time.
And literally, this is 4 weeks into
literally
rehearsal.
Literally for 4 weeks into
What did you tell her?
I was like,
you're like, thanks.
Yeah, this I was one, like, thank no, you. It's definitely Weston and it has been since we started the show. So
did she just not reference you by name that entire time?
I don't know. Or
I wonder where, where she got Winston from.
Well, I remember her looking at me once and going, wait, it's Weston? And she was horrified at herself. So
yeah. Oh, well.
It was like literally 4 weeks.
Oh my
and
God.
And my response to her was like, we've been friends on Facebook since audition.
So Megs and I went and saw the show last night because your guys' opening was last night.
Yep.
And it was very, very well done and very good. I was very proud of my sister. She did a great job.
She got it. I keep nodding like
she killed it.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. But what I want to tell our listeners is what the play's about, because yesterday I had no idea what I was going to go see and Tony and Rob had to give me a little synopsis on it and so you guys are in the show
so what is the show about? How would you describe it to the audience?
Yeah, it's definitely hard to describe. I had lots of friends asking me about the show before. And I would say, well, it's kind of like this, but then it's also kind of sort of this, and it's really hard to describe. But actually, the fact that people don't know much about it or haven't heard of it before is one of my favorite things, because you go into it not really knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
But it's this interesting mix of comedy and drama.
It's a love story.
It is a love story. It's a love triangle.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a love triangle.
Set in the 1960s?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And how everybody's connected.
A love square.
Yeah, a love square. And it's the it's the San Diego premiere. It hasn't been done here in San Diego, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right.
And it's set in New York?
New York, yeah.
Yeah.
New York City, 1964 to 1965.
And who do you play in the show, Weston?
I play Harold McClam. He is a melancholy sandwich maker
who falls like in my love. First job.
Yeah, who falls in love with two sisters.
Oh, I know you're such a player.
Spoiler alert!
Total player.
Wait, are they
Tara?
Twins?
Who do you in
We're
Tara?
Not twins.
Oh. Who do you play in the show?
I play Daphne. Mm-hmm. No given last name.
And she's one of the sisters.
Yes.
I am one of the two sisters. We're not twins. She's Miriam's my older sister in the show, but she's also the more naive sister. But I'm the more passionate, somewhat bitchy, self-absorbed sister.
Miriam's pretty passionate.
But for other things.
You dirty bird.
What can I say? I'm torn.
How was it? How was it doing the show? Being directed by my sister?
Oh, she's
great.
It
was fine.
Really?
The evil sister.
You didn't have to share a womb. You didn't have to share a womb with her, so.
No, it was. It was really fun. We had a good time. Good.
And the rest of the cast. Who else is in the cast? John Craig.
Yep. Johnson. What's
John Craig's like? Johnson.
John Craig Johnson.
Katie Marin.
Tom Fitzpatrick.
Michael Van Allen.
Oh, yes, NBA. Michael Van Allen. MBA.
And Andrew,
what's Andrew's last name? I have it right here.
How do I say it?
Sorry, Andrew, we love you. We just don't have to say
Pavia?
Last name.
Is it Pavia?
Manny's like Pavia? Trying to word it to me, but I can't do it.
Pavia.
That doesn't
he looks
make sense
like Jesus.
With how it's spelled,
just, so he's the guy in the show that looks like Jesus. Just remember that.
And he's super talented.
Yeah. Well, the whole cast was super talented. It was a really good show.
It was a great show.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I also love the theater. Like that Coronado.
Theater. If anybody hasn't been to Coronado, go, because they have a bar.
That was the most poignant thing I remember from your last show there, is I could drink.
Yes.
Well, and also,
for the last year I was in there, yes, you needed to drink.
And you described it to me as cabaret style. So it's you're sitting at little tables. So the ambiance is even, I don't know, I find more intimate.
Yeah, because you're not in a normal theater where it's like just rows of seats. It's little tables and you have your little cocktails and you get wasted.
And they have like a totally full bar. Like show. It's not like there's one beer, one wine, like
they have
box
like specialty
wine.
Cocktails for your show.
I didn't know that.
So what's the one for your show?
Yeah.
I actually don't know what they ended up choosing. They asked the cast if we had any ideas. There's the Blackout.
The Blackout, the Crabbletini, and the Manhattan Skyline.
How cute is that? I didn't know that. Well, now we do.
I know. We didn't drink any of that. We just had vodka soda.
We're watching our calorie intake.
When they did Little Shop, they had like one. They had a champagne mixed with this orange stuff, but I just went straight to champagne after.
Oh,
I had one because it was stupid.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. So you guys are not from San Diego, correct, originally? Where are you guys from?
I'm from Dallas.
Oh, how long have you been in San Diego?
A little over a year.
Oh, how do you like it? Just over a year.
Oh, you're brand new.
Yeah, I moved here October 29th of last year.
What part of Dallas are you from?
Plano.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. How are you liking San Diego?
I love it. I like it a lot.
Because before this show, you did I Love You Now Perfect Got Changed, right?
And I also did Bat Boy.
Oh, yeah, you did Bat Boy at OB Playhouse. Yeah, how was that?
It was an experience.
It was it?
It was a time.
Oh, that's cool. How are you, Weston?
My family is in Idaho, and I moved to San Diego for college in 2009. Okay. So I've been here since.
Do you like it?
I love it.
And what do you do for your regular job?
I am a full-time wedding photographer.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Plug your business.
Yeah, at WestonBennettPhotography.com.
We will have it in the show notes. If anybody's looking for a wedding photographer, check out Weston. He'll hook you up. What do you do for your day job?
I have two jobs.
Any theater?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yes.
How old are you?
24.
Well, that explains it. You have energy.
You're a child.
Yeah. What do you do for your first job?
I nanny 3 days a week, and then.
Wait a minute! Stop. You nanny?
Yeah.
For
children.
For an adult.
You never know. How do you like now? Are the kids like spoiled rotten or are they good kids?
Well, I will have to not tell them that I did this podcast. One of the girls is lovely and perfect and I love her. But one of them is a brat and she's turning.
How old are they?
Well, the brat is 7. Uh-huh. The other one's 4. She's like, some days she's great and some days she's the spawn of Satan. So it just depends.
How long have you been doing it? Nannying.
6 months now.
So that's your one job. What's
your
other job?
The other job I work at Nightingale Music, which is like Mommy and Me music classes.
Oh.
So I sing to babies.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of children.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also good because that means because I don't want them in my home. So it's good that I get it. Just I get that out of my system.
Use your voice a lot.
Yeah, that's why I'm on vocal rest other than right now.
Oh,
yes. Okay. Yes, other than right now. Yes, she's carrying a little...
a whiteboard.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
When I first came in, I'm like, what is she doing?
Why doesn't she talk? Yes, we saw her sing last night. Somebody rip her tongue out? What happened?
She sing? Hopefully
her
she
Ariana
can sing.
Grande move.
Right.
She can't be bothered.
She can't be bothered.
You guys missed me. So, I'm tossing my hair.
What inspired the two of you to want to do musicals or theater?
Get into theater.
Yes.
Okay, I'm up. So I've had music in my house my entire life. My dad is a full-time worship minister, music minister in a church, and my mom's a singer as well. So
What kind of music did they listen to while you were growing up? Like, what were their...
All, like, Christian music.
That's
always.
What Katy Perry
all the
did.
Time. All
she
the time.
She grew up... Like as a Christian singer,
and now look at her.
Yeah, now she's like, "Fuck that!" Like I'm not. Like I'm gone from that. Yeah, she like grew up doing Christian.
So you play the guitar? Any other instruments?
So I play the guitar.
You learned it for the show?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I played a little bit in college, but I haven't touched a guitar in like 4 years. So I had to learn a lot for the show. I play piano and I play violin.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So talented.
I've always wanted to learn how to play the violin.
I don't know how to play musical
instrument at all. I don't know how to play anything. I think I did the recorder in 6 years.
You know how to play the skin whistle.
Oh, wow.
Fuck off.
No, bow. Wait, Danny's not here. He's an expert at planes.
Danny is asking when he can be on the podcast.
I know. God, but... Jesus, help us out.
Okay. So,
Tara, how about you?
I did my first... We did a play that everyone had to be in first grade.
Oh, gosh.
And I remember I was cast as the narrator, and...
Do you remember the play?
No. Oh, but man. I do remember forgetting a line and having to walk. I mean, we did it in our little classroom, but I had to walk over and look at my script. And then I went back and sat back down on my stool and said my line. And I remember I wanted to cry because I was so embarrassed. Oh. And then I didn't do another show until sixth grade.
You're like, I'm done.
Yeah, it was over until sixth grade. And then I did a musical in middle school. And then that was it. I just haven't.
You're hooked.
Yeah,
you're hooked.
I haven't not done it since.
My first show was Pinocchio.
What?
A little community theater back in Twin Falls, Idaho.
How old are you?
And I was in fifth grade, and we had just had our like fifth grade choir concert at the school, and one of the parents there was like, you should come audition for this show.
Who were you in Pinocchio?
I was Pinocchio. I was Pinocchio himself.
Wow. Take that.
A real boy.
Well, okay. I was ensemble.
So, all right. So out of the shows you guys have done, what has been your favorite role to do up to now?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio
was the peak of my career.
Is it? Oh, yeah. it's all downhill after
it's
that.
It's early.
No, I would say my two favorite roles were one was Chip Tolentino in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
They just did that at the Rep downtown, right?
I know Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Yeah, I was like, don't look to us. We don't know.
Sapphire just did it.
Yeah, because Olivia Berger, who was in Heather's, that me and Manny directed, was in that.
Yeah, that's a fun show. That's definitely one of my favorite roles I've ever done. And honestly, I have to say my other favorite role is Harold McClam in Fly by Night. It's
gotta
fun
say
because
that the director's standing.
I know.
He's literally 3 feet away, looming over
can't
my
see
shoulder.
Manny's holding a gun to my head right now. it's such a cool role. I didn't know anything about it, until I got the script after I was cast, and I read through it, and it just is such an awesome script. And what I love about the character is that he goes through an entire range of emotion on
the
show.
He has an arc.
He has a full arc. He's depressed at some points. Yeah, he's happy at some points. He's angry at some points. And so it's really cool to get to play a character that has a lot of depth and a lot of different emotions all in.
Did you take acting classes in school, or is it just like hobby?
It's been all hobby stuff. So I've done a lot of performing. I've trained in music and vocal performance, but not the actual acting. So this was a fun challenge for me.
How about you, Tara? What's your favorite roles you've done?
I have four.
What?
Okay.
No. In high school, I played Kitty in The Drowsy Chaperone, which was...
Oh, I love that show.
It was so fun, because she's so stupid. And it was really, really fun.
So you love playing...
It was the easiest role she ever played.
It was so fun. And then...
Wait. Can we just... I just have to point out the fact that your father from the corner of the room just said typecast.
And he was never invited back.
What was that? What are the other roles?
I lied. There are five. I just thought of one as we were talking. And then, then I also played Mama in Chicago. And that one was really fun because she's like, she's really badass and in control. And that's just kind of a departure from my normal, like, kind of little self. So that one was really fun. Mm. And then, honestly, Daphne is one of my favorites in Fly By Night because she's super fun. And honestly, I really like her songs.
Because
I get
to melt your face off with her belt.
I do. And it's really fun to do that. And, I forgot my other ones. I'm sorry.
For both of you guys, what is your dream role?
Oh, I love Your Perfect Now Change. That was one of my favorites, too, because it's like 15 different characters one show. Yeah. So that was a fun
one. What would your dream roles be? If you can pick anything,
Does it have to be one that we could actually get cast as?
Both.
Okay.
Yes. One that you could get cast at, and one you would do like no matter what.
Okay.
If you like, your dream dream.
Okay,
dream.
I have them. Go ahead. Okay. I could, maybe, depending on how they're feeling.
Yeah.
Angelica Schuyler, which I know is not quite my type, but I could potentially, if they're feeling like they're not going to cast a minority in that role. Okay. Spoiler alert, I'm white, everyone. And then
anybody that from In the Heights, yes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and then I would love the one that I definitely could never play would be Seaweed in Hairspray.
That would be amazing.
That would be my dream role.
Would that mean you have to do blackface?
Yeah. See, that's why I couldn't get cast as it, because I'm not a man and I'm not black. So that's the problem there.
Wait, which character is that?
He's Motormouth Maybell's son in the show, and he falls in love with Penny.
Penny.
Yeah. I'll show you later.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know. That's all you had to say.
I love that role.
Okay, so for roles that I could feasibly play, I would say maybe someday Jean Valjean.
Ooh, wow.
I need a couple years first. You know, I'm a little young for the role right now, but I would love to play that. I love to sing Bring Him Home is one of my favorite songs, and I think it fits my voice really well, and so that's definitely one that I would love to do someday. A role that I won't ever be able to play, but I would love to, is Lola from Kinky Boots.
It could happen.
Why not?
Because it's
you're supportive on that one, but when I say Angelica Schuyler,
everybody has a dream. So, there's no limits in this world.
So that's my dream role, for real. I think it's such a cool, complex character.
Yeah.
But it's played by a black man, and it's drag. There's also. There's many references to his skin color throughout the show. So it's not one that you can, easily cast.
Not a musical. Do you have a role you will want to play that's in a straight play that's not a musical?
No, why would you not do a musical?
Why?
I have a question.
What
is everyone's favorite play?
Or musical.
I'm sorry.
Can I answer Tony's question?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I would love to play Lady Macbeth. I'm a little young for her, of course, right now. Yeah. But I did a scene in my Shakespeare class in college as Lady Macbeth. And it was, we had a whole year of it because they were like, good. You guys need it. But it was really, really fun because it was so hard. And I would love to play Lady Macbeth.
Okay.
That'd be hard.
Do you have one, Weston? I know it's not a musical, but do you have a straight play you would want to do?
I'll think on it. I'll come back to you later. I don't see a whole lot of plays, honestly.
Oh,
okay. I enjoy plays, but
what about movies?
Like,
plays that are turned into
okay,
a movie.
weird thing.
On Osage County.
I don't watch movies. I don't really like movies.
What do you do?
I love TV shows. Like, I'm all about
TV
shows.
What's your favorite
shows?
TV show right now?
And the reason why I prefer TV shows over movies is because you have more time to invest in the characters. Right?
That's true.
And so that's why I love...
He's so deep.
I know, so deep.
I love TV shows. So I like binge watch TV shows.
What's,
so like,
Netflix, what's your go-to right now? What's the show you've been binging right now?
Well, I'm on my third time through Friends in a year.
Holy
that's
shit!
No, that's child's play, guys. That's child's
there's
play.
Only right? two. There's only 240 episodes.
Why Friends?
So only
I've seen it at least
720 episodes in a year, which is not that crazy.
Okay, so Friends.
I did.
Friends and what else?
Okay, so I love Friends, but I watch tons of TV shows. So like on Netflix, I'm not supposed to say this anymore, but I like House of Cards.
I love House
You're not
of
supposed
cards.
To say that anymore.
Why? No, yeah, you can.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey's done, but we got one more season.
What happened?
Oh,
are you serious? Are you for real?
Oh my god.
We're gonna need a long chat later.
Like 100.
Where have you been? We have a drunken in a drunken haze. That's why.
Look at me. Hand to God, we have an office pool of which actor's next.
I'm
gonna say Leonardo DiCaprio.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's
a few. Yeah.
Oh okay. Other TV shows. Yeah. I just watched Handmaid's Tale.
Did you like
it? I loved it. I thought it was really great.
What is that on?
Hulu.
Yeah. See, I don't have that.
And I loved
it. She won the award.
I got you.
Yeah. So I loved it for some of the cinematography aspects.
Yeah.
So as a photographer, I really enjoyed the cinematography in that show.
Beautifully. What about you, Tara?
Oh God, I don't know. I've been binging This Is Us recently.
Oh, oh so good. And I won't get into it.
I hate it, but I love
no,
it.
You guys, I can't get into it. The most recent episode with all the babies.
Hey,
I just
Nick, guys, I haven't
sobbed,
seen it. I'm
cried,
not there yet.
And I cried.
Yeah, everyone's
not there.
What's your
yet.
Other one, Tara?
The New Will and Grace. Duh.
Yeah,
totally.
We covered that. Yep. Yeah, yeah. It's so good.
Because it's amazing, and I love
I
it.
I appreciate it. I love This Is Us. Right.
Uh-huh.
Best, like, great drama. But I will say the only better drama than This Is Us is Parenthood. I love that.
Never seen
show.
That into it.
Interesting.
Seem very disappointed, Tony.
Yeah. Parenthood.
So
was
watch
okay.
It. No.
Did you guys see the movie Parenthood?
With no. Steve Martin?
Yes.
I remember that movie. It was funny.
No, who's that? Well, they're too young.
These children.
I don't know what that is.
These children. And,
well, I'm curious because you two are in your 20s. What shows right. did you grow up on?
I want to kill myself.
Friends. Just Friends? God, we were like old when that came
out. Come on. I was like Gummy Bears, Mickey Mouse Club.
I watched a lot of Ed, Edd, and Eddy.
Okay.
Cat Dog.
I think
Alone in
the Real Monsters.
Yeah,
okay.
That was like the golden age of real Nickelodeon.
It was great.
It's fine. I'm here as their ambassador because I'm young.
I watched a lot of Nickelodeon and a lot of Disney Channel growing up.
Lizzie McGuire, totally. For sure. Lizzie, yeah. I was really into totally. Lizzie.
Step by Step.
I love Step by Step.
Do you guys remember Alex Mack?
No.
Nobody does?
Do you remember Pinwheel on Nickelodeon? No. Okay.
How about Kids Incorporated?
Netflix was not a thing.
That was in the 80s.
Kids Incorporated.
Yes, Kids Incorporated.
You and I,
yes.
The three of them are looking at a
they're like,
why
was Kids Incorporated? That's where
you know who Fergie
was
is?
On.
Yes, exactly.
She
you guys
started
know Fergie.
On
Fergie from Black and
Delicious. Yeah, she started on. Yes.
You don't remember that? Oh, my God.
You guys need to go back to your roots of all these celebrities. Fake singers. Well, actually, Fergie's a good singer.
Is she?
Yeah.
She has a great voice.
She looks like a puffy Coke car, though.
No, that's... I thought it was meth.
That
no,
is vicious.
She still has a teeth, so it's not meth.
It was on some hard.
It was probably something
she's
hard.
Had, she's
black hair.
She's rough, yeah.
Opium.
Opium.
I never want to make you mad.
No, you really don't. What were we talking about?
I don't even remember. TV shows.
Which started from plays.
Yeah,
and then you guys said you were more
favorite,
invested in TV shows.
But you don't
okay, what's your favorite?
That was a question. Favorite musical.
Yes.
Musical
what's
or
your
play?
Favorite musical? That's what I was just going to go back to. Okay, top three. What are your top three?
Oh, that's
because you gave me a look.
Well, it's really hard to even narrow it down that much. You go first.
Try.
I would say, okay.
Try.
Ooh,
try.
That's okay. Difficult. I know this is super cliche. I know this is super
do not
cliche.
Say
but
Phantom of the Opera.
I have
oh
one.
No way!
I have one.
Sorry,
no,
Rob.
No,
I know
no,
that's
no,
a favorite.
No, I know this cliche. I already went there once. Like, it's not a huge surprise.
Yeah.
But I really do love Les Mis. I really,
oh, yeah.
It's really good.
That's a good one.
I think it's
all right.
I think it's such an amazing show.
Tony, I learned last night, hates
everything
no, kidding, and everyone.
Tony.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. So I know that one's cliche. Another one of my favorites is Waitress, which is
oh,
a brand
I love
new one.
Waitress. I was
that.
Obsessed with that
so,
show. I love that show.
Sarah Bareilles is my homegirl.
She
I
even
wish,
was in it.
Right? Okay.
Replaced,
so I went to New York like
Jessie
just to
Wheeler.
See.
Wheeler, yeah.
I went to New York just to see Sarah in
how
Waitress.
How was she in it?
She was amazing. So I saw Jessie on Broadway,
yeah.
And then I saw Sarah on Broadway. I saw both of them.
Jessie
wow.
Mueller has my
Jessie.
Career.
Jessie
yeah,
Mueller.
She's great. She's amazing.
Jessie Mueller is unbelievable.
Like
but even Jessie Mueller did not sing it like Sarah Bareilles.
Well, she
did.
Wrote it.
Oh
Sarah
my
Bareilles
goodness.
Did,
so anyway, Waitress is definitely up at the
show.
Top of my list because Sarah Bareilles is my favorite person on the face of the planet.
What's your favorite Sarah Bareilles song? You have to pick one, Weston. One.
Or
just
else.
One. Or else. You get no more.
Or else
you
get the hose again. That's what I get.
It's the hose. Or else you get no more champagne.
I'm going to skip. Okay, so I'll
Gravity.
Skip, I'll
you
got to
say Gravity.
Favorites.
That's the best
I'll,
song
that's,
she's ever
that's
written.
That's one of my karaoke go-tos,
I love that
man.
Song.
Go-to.
Well, you bring it
but
down
to skip the cliche.
I know. He's like, everybody's
oh, I
like,
totally
well,
do.
We just did YMCA. And he's like, we're going to sing Gravity now.
Yep, exactly.
Get your razor blades out.
It's okay. My other karaoke song is I Dreamed a Dream, so you know.
Oh my God. Remind me never to go to karaoke with you. Never do karaoke with
Weston. Although, okay, my third my third go-to karaoke song is I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness, okay. Which is super so, upbeat, Tara, super high screaming.
What are your two favorite musicals, the top three?
Okay, I love A Light in the Piazza.
Oh, that's one of Michelle O'Hare. She won the Tony for that.
Love that show.
Yeah.
And the song Beauty is just one of my favorite songs ever.
The score for that is, oh, I love that
gorgeous
show.
And I love, what's the song cycle, but Ordinary Days.
Oh, Ordinary Days.
I know they just did it, and I'm really bitter about it because I've been wanting to do it forever.
They just did it at Intermissions Productions. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love that show.
Patrick Mayuyu was in it, and Jamie Channel. Yeah.
And I love...
Go on.
I know it's really obvious and cliche, but I love Hamilton. It's
okay, so
amazing.
I just got my tickets. I have not seen it yet.
I have no desire
to
see
this
show.
I'm with you. I'm not...
I am not... Okay, Hamilton, the first time I heard the music, I was like, oh, is this in the Heights? No, sure sounds like in the Heights. Pretty much. Oh, it's not
it's
in the
so
Heights.
Good.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's in the Heights.
Shout out for my alma mater, Joshua Henry, who's playing Burr in the national tour,
yeah.
Or in the, I guess, the first national, not the one that's coming out of Seattle. He went to my college, University of Miami.
That's cool.
Shout out. Yeah, he also he did Violet on Broadway with Sutton Foster. And stuff.
Oh, Violet's a great score too.
Yeah,
they did
I do
that
like Violet
at the San Diego Rep. Yep, a couple years ago. It was a great show.
My third favorite's also Waitress.
Oh,
so, it's so good. Nice. It really is.
Okay, I have one that I'm going to tell you mine, and you guys are going to...
Wicked.
Will,
how
yes,
much you hang me a Wicked? Right.
I love Wicked. And I was at last two nights ago.
Yeah.
I was at the Cardinals Seahawks
game.
And guess who sang the national anthem?
Idina?
Kristen Chenoweth. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she did?
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you're going to say
just
one up
to y'all right now.
Was it in Phoenix or Seattle?
It was in Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. You went to Arizona.
Yeah. So, it, but no, Wicked is just...
I'm
going to
make a lot of in.
I just love it.
You guys put me on the spot. I didn't think of anything.
Jesus Christ.
You've had so much time.
You have, you've been
welcome to our podcast. Are you here?
Sorry.
He's like, where am I? Am I outside?
I know. I'm like four vodka sodas in. So.
And like what? How many shots of espresso did you do this morning?
Eight.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's going to have a
how
heart attack.
How are you alive?
I do that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
well,
you're so
you,
short.
No, you yeah. already bashed on my...
What did
no
I bash on?
Did, I said a Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, God. I hate
Phantom.
That show. That's Rob's favorite.
Well, I think that there's like that. More.
Who invited her?
No.
look at you plugging it. Look
it's,
at you.
It's more because.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Winston.
Thank you.
You're a bitch.
I know.
Okay, girls, let's go. Come on.
What?
Tell us about Phantom.
Well, no, because. It was kind of like more of a childhood memory because that, I think, was like the first one that I saw at the Civic.
I think one of my first ones at the Civic was
Phantom of the Opera.
And Cats.
Yeah.
I love Cats.
I do too.
I think I saw Phantom of the Opera. I saw Cats.
I just
I saw
like
Beauty
Phantom.
And the Beast when it went through a long
like
time ago in the 90s.
If anybody likes it, that's great for you. I just don't care for
what?
It.
What?
Phantom.
God, you're so... Deborah
it's
today.
Better. Okay,
and Les Miserables.
Okay, saying okay. Phantom is your favorite musical is way better than saying Phantom is your favorite opera, though.
No, I'm not saying it's either.
Because people
has...
say that.
Yeah, they do. Morons. Anyway, no, kidding.
I like your choice.
I do too. Not really.
I didn't
but
say it was my favorite.
I support you in your decisions.
Whatever.
I just
no,
say
I've
something I've been
it.
Thinking during
what?
This whole conversation. You, Bash has really nice eyelashes.
Doesn't he?
Oh, thank you.
They're like really long and luscious.
They're
they
real.
Are very nice eyelashes.
They're real.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, the musical that I'm like currently obsessed with is Girlfriend from Hell.
It's not Fly By Night?
No.
Nope. Just drive the knife in.
Oh.
Not at all. I'm
wow.
tired of hearing about that show. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
That is
everybody go see Fly
brother.
By Night. Yeah, no. I'm kidding. No, Girlfriend from Hell is my new obsession. Anybody see the 80s movie? It's based up. No, okay.
I wasn't born in the 80s.
I didn't either.
I wasn't
God.
Alive yet. So.
Same.
So moving okay. on.
All righty then. I'm old as dirt. I get it. Okay.
That means Manny's older, so.
By 6 minutes.
Oh, is Manny older?
Yeah, he's old.
By 6 minutes.
You really don't know this? He says it like every hour. Yeah.
The look he just gave me is like he's never going to cast me again.
He won't.
I know. When Tony messaged us to ask us to be on the podcast, he said, "Hey, I'm Tony, Manny's much younger, much more attractive brother."
That's all true.
Yeah.
It's all
much
true.
Younger.
Much younger.
Younger, prettier.
Six whole minutes.
Would you guys ever work with Manny again as a director?
No.
Good answer.
Yes, I would. Yeah, definitely.
Well, this is the second show you've done with him.
Yeah,
yes.
I love
how are you,
with
Weston?
Manny.
I refrain from answering the question.
Chicken.
No, Manny kidding. Told me. Manny told me if I'm uncomfortable with any questions, I can say no. I don't want to answer it. Right. I'm just kidding. I definitely would work with Manny again for sure.
Good. So everybody go see Fly by Night. It's at Coronado Playhouse. You guys run till
December 10th.
There you go. December 10th. You can get tickets on the website, coronadoplayhouse.com. We'll have it in the show notes. It's a good show. I really actually really enjoyed it.
I was crying.
I was like looking forward to it because as of Manny, I found out about the show like the same time he discovered it. And I was like, oh, this is such a good show. And it's never been done West Coast. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting to actually see it up on the stage instead of just hearing the soundtrack.
I was reading it before auditions. Yeah. I was reading it on a plane, and there's an event at the end of the show that's a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to ruin it for anyone. But
so I'm going to give a spoiler just in case.
No.
But I want your opinion on it because because the first part of the show is very up. And it's like, oh, this is cute. It's a good love story. Then the second act kind of hits you on the balls at the end.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I was kind of mad at Weston. I didn't like how you were mad at your dad.
Oh, yeah,
Be nice to him.
Yeah. But
I was pissed off for a minute.
When you guys read the script, how did you feel about that? And how do you think the audiences are going to, especially Coronado Playhouse audiences are going to?
Reading it on the plane, I texted Manny right after because I was reading it. And then, okay, spoiler, stop listening if you don't want to ruin the ending.
Yeah.
No, don't. What? You can't. No, yeah, nobody gets to know.
Oh, no, we're not going to ruin the ending, but it takes a 180 in the second act.
And when that 180 happened on the plane, I audibly yelled, what?
Yeah, it comes out of left field.
But louder because I'm saving my voice.
You're kind
of
like, huh?
I yelled on the plane, and everyone was looking at me like I was insane, and I was just like pointing at the script.
Well, even last night during the show, like I knew what was going to happen in the show, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, and then when that moment in the show happens, it was very interesting to see the audience react because there was a audible gasp.
Yeah.
And then you can tell the audience didn't know kind of how to feel after
that.
They're like, what just happened? So yeah, it was interesting.
That's one of the cool things about the show is that the writing is really, really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you spend most of the show being like, it's a great comedy, you know? It's feel good. It's
and the music's
awesome.
Great for it. The music is so
pretty. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And it's a good story, mm-hmm. good characters. Mm-hmm. And it's not a big cast, and I'm a very big fan of shows like musicals with small casts.
Yeah.
Because everybody gets a moment to shine. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Totally. Instead of the big ensembles, which is great. But with this show, everybody in the cast had their moment to shine.
Right.
And like I'm nodding again.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm nodding again.
But yeah, I loved it. I know Megan had a great time too.
I did have a blast.
Yeah.
So everybody go check it out. With my brother husband.
Your brother husband. But yeah, everybody go check it out. Fly by Night at Coronado Playhouse. All right. So we're going to have Tara and Weston sing a song from the show. What song are you guys singing from the show?
More than just a friend.
And for the setup for this song, what's happening in the show when the song happens?
So this is after Harold and Daphne first meet, and Harold is a little nerdy and a little nervous and doesn't quite catch on mm-hmm. that Daphne might be interested. So she kind of lets on through a phone call, and he decides, all right, I'm going to go to her house, knock on her door, and sing her a little song that I wrote for her.
Thank you guys for hanging out
with us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So here they are. They're going to sing right now.
You're the kind of girl I've waited for. I see no use in trying to pretend, and I would rather tell you face to face as I stand outside your door that I think I like you more than just a friend. that I think I like you more than just a friend. For you. Yeah. Go for it. Are feeling this, and if we're pretty sure, then just maybe this is something we should do. Because we can't see what the future holds, and we can't see what is waiting around the bend. Maybe this is worth the gamble. Yeah, let's see how this unfolds. There's a good chance that we could be more. This really isn't all that risky.
We'll still be friends, but also frisky.
So let's make the choice.
Let's leave and see.
I'd like to like you more.
You guys, it's time for
I regret.
Yes. Regrets.
So many.
So regrets or retractions this week.
Retractions, yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys have any, Megs?
Yeah, I'll go.
What
I
do
got
you
one.
What do you
I
got for us this week?
I got a good regret. So when I was at the airport yesterday, I was standing next to Mitt Romney, and I regret
you were
standing next to him. Oh, yes. God. And people were just dying. Like they were like, he was Brad Pitt. He was just the biggest celebrity. And I was dying. I'm like, really?
Good.
Really? I regret that I was standing next to him in his presence, not president.
You know what? I have a new name to add to my scandal office pool.
What?
Mitt Romney.
Oh,
I think he's going to have a sex scandal.
Who isn't, it feels like? It's like every day it's somebody
he's
new.
Like too, quote-unquote, picture-perfect. I mean, he's
nobody's
so
picture-perfect.
No, but do you see, I mean, just...
You think you're conservative Republican, but you're sucking dick in an airport
you're
stall.
You're sucking
he's
dick.
He's tapping that shoe underneath the stall. Mm-hmm. He was at the airport.
That is my regret.
Did he wipe his mouth?
Exactly. Exactly.
What about you, Besh?
I regret not having a plan going into this.
I didn't try to save that. We didn't. The only thing we structured was fly by night.
Which was great.
Yeah, it was great. I love having those guys on. But besides that, we kind of went in this week with no real
plan. We shot off the hip at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my regret this week would be, it's simple. I didn't get a lot of sleep this week, and I'm exhausted.
I don't think it's just you.
Yeah, this week, did we have time change last weekend?
Yes,
time change?
It's
maybe
time
that's
change.
Why this week
that's,
felt
it
like
is.
I was struggling.
It is this week.
This is the highest data for heart attacks this past week.
Why?
Really?
Yeah, because people aren't used to this, and it's a strain on their body.
Because of the time change?
Yeah, we should just name this podcast Random Factoids.
That is so weird.
I regret everything, every moment of my life.
All right, you guys, if you guys have any regrets, don't forget to message us with them on our webpage. Send us a message on there or on Facebook or on our email address, which is thegang@whoinvitedher.net.
Thank the loud
yes.
No more. You
have a new email.
But follow us on Instagram. It's whoinvitedhersd and whoinvitedhersd on Twitter too. Follow us on there. Listen to us on anywhere where you find the podcast, on iTunes and everywhere else. We're on there. And Bash.
Oh, do I get to read the...
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to do a couple shout-outs this week.
Do you want Alana voice or Stitch voice?
Stitch!
Okay. So we would like to thank the following... Oh, wait.
We would love to thank the following people for leaving reviews. Sensu 7, Hyphen Lord of Style, and John Valentine.
Thanks, you guys, for your reviews.
Thank you.
iTunes, we appreciate it. And I also, last night, when we went to go see Fly By Night, Matt Fitzgerald, who is the technical manager for Patio Playhouse in Escondido, actually is a fan of the podcast, and he listened to every episode. So I thought that was really, really cool.
And we love it.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank Yay.
You. I keep this in your eyes.
Yay.
Ohana means family.
So on that note, you guys, we're gonna leave you with that. So
sorry, this was crazy.
Yeah, it was a mess.
No, sorry, not sorry.
But hopefully you had fun, and go see Fly By Night at Coronado Playhouse. It's a really good show. Great cast, great music. It was a lot of fun. So go check it out. And go
and see it has it. A bar, you guys.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
That's yeah. the best part.
Yes.
So go see Fly By Night. Yay. Anyways, all right, you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
We'll see you next week.
Or hit by a BMW. Tossed and lost, adrift and stuck. Dazed and phased and out of luck. Is it sea or is it land? Spinning circles in the sand. I'm begging you. Should I choose that sea of blue? Maybe the foam's like home, and there's always an ocean view. But sharks might make me turtle stew. So da 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 da